Tonight, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation will be meeting with the Pittsfield community at a public hearing to hear thoughts and concerns on the Woodlawn Avenue Bridge project. The state, working with the City of Pittsfield and the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, will replace a bridge over a CSX freight rail line. Spokesman for MassDOT, Mike Versekis.
We will be presenting is at 25% designs for the replacement of the Woodlawn Avenue Bridge. We realize the importance this bridge or this connection plays for the city's future plans for economic development, and we look forward to showing what we've got, and we hope that folks do turn out to give us feedback.
The bridge was formerly owned by General Electric. Now that it's in the hands of the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, PETA has partnered with the Commonwealth to replace the existing structure with its accelerated bridge program. PETA Director Corey Thurston says that replacing the bridge is a top priority in attracting new business to the former GE plot, now the William Stanley Business Park.
And a lot of developers that have looked at PETA property, that is a concern because that link is vital to the traffic studies that are required for any new businesses to locate, in new areas. And anything of size or magnitude is going to require, another method of access in order to balance traffic loads.
In addition to creating better access to the park, the new bridge will once again connect Pittsfield residents with an important roadway that was previously unusable, and upgrades to the bridge will allow double-stacked freight cars to pass below on the tracks owned by CSX. State Senator Benjamin Downing helped secure $2 million in funding for the removal and reconstruction of the Woodlawn Avenue Bridge in last July's transportation bond bill. He said he appreciates MassDOT taking priority with the project and that the new bridge will help create jobs in Pittsfield and will also benefit the state.
It would have been unfortunate if the upgrade of the tracks would have delayed any potential activity on the site, and I think the upgrade of this bridge will make sure that that doesn't happen. Our hope is that an upgraded bridge there, along with a lot of the other work that we're trying to do, is part of the package that will attract tenants to that park and help us create jobs.
And 3rd Berkshire District State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier said she'll be attending the hearing this evening. She said she was glad to see Pittsfield work well with MassDOT and that also addressing the Berkshire's transportation needs will be a top priority in the next legislative session beginning in January.
We're really trying to work to get equity in transportation funding for the Berkshires because it's not there right now. Specifically around public transportation.
MassDOT's public hearing on the Woodlawn Avenue Bridge project will be held tonight at Pittsfield City Hall at 7 o'clock. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.